We're here to talk about what in the world is going on with these third-party games on Switch 2.
The heck is going on here?
Yeah, there's really a wide range of things. There's some good, there's some bad, there's some confusing, there's some just pure ugly. There's just the range of what is happening just seems to be all over the map. So
yeah.
We got to sit down and talk about it and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of big name games that have come out and are coming out. And we recently at Gamescom got a chance to see and play
a lot of these that
people had not seen before. And they're kind of all over the place in terms of like the quality of the version that's on Switch 2. We're kind of going beyond like, is it a fun game or not?
Yeah.
It's just like, is the version on Switch 2
playable?
If you had your pick, if you had all these consoles, would you opt to play that version of the game?
It's true. And it's been about 3 months since the launch of Switch 2. And I think going into this launch, a lot of people, us included, had really high hopes and expectations that in this generation for Nintendo, we're finally going to have just this massive groundswell of third-party support on the platform. Finally, we can play these sort of like this-gen games. Finally, a Nintendo hardware is going to be powerful enough to run these games. And so we had very high hopes and high expectations, but it seems like after 3 months, there has just been a lot of question marks still. There's been definitely some good positive things, for sure, that's impressed us. But also just completely on the other side, really not so good things. That's really disappointing.
It's very uneven, and it's interesting because you know, most of these are big name games that have already come out, in some cases, years ago, from really established, really talented studios. So it's not like, well, this team's never
like
made a game before.
First ever, yeah.
Who knows what they're going to do? They're slapping this thing together. It's like, no, like there's a reason that these studios got so big. They make a great game, but they're also, you know, can back it up mostly on the technical side. So
yeah,
we can go through some of the examples of the highs and lows, like, you know, got out of the gate so well with Cyberpunk, such a great version of that game. We both played that game on PS5, and then we went to the Switch 2. It's like, I'm perfectly happy never playing that PS5 version again.
Exactly. We transferred our sales save files over and never looked back.
Uninstalled on the PS5. Goodbye.
Yeah, there you go. Made some room on my PS5.
And that's kind of like the best case scenario for Nintendo.
Truly is.
Of like, yeah, you could probably get slightly better graphics on that system. A Switch 2 is not a PS5. Like,
no.
To be clear, like our expectation is never like, oh, it's got to be the same. Because you're making some trade-offs. But that version was great. We just saw Final Fantasy VII Remake. Loved it. If you don't take our words for it, Digital Foundry,
they did a whole thing.
They know a lot more about this stuff than we do, but just to our eyes.
Yeah, we got hands-on of that game at Gamescom. We played it both on the handheld mode and the TV mode, and we both also played this game on PS4 when it first came out. So we've had some experience. We played and beaten that game.
Yeah,
on
we
PS4.
Finished that game. We played the next one on a PS5, and that was really. I think Digital Foundry was like, this is one of the best, the most impressive Switch 2 games we've ever seen, which was, I mean, it was very impressive.
It was very impressive.
You know, something I'm kind of feeling lately is like, you know, everybody's getting more comfortable using like, oh well, you know, the frame rate or this or the whatever. It's like, even if something's 30 frames per second, there can be a huge variation of the quality of that.
Yeah.
And kind of the technical reasoning for that is kind of beyond me. But not every 30 frames per second game is the same. Like, I imagine most of Cyberpunk is at 30 frames or so. But there's something that they are doing to deliver that in a way that is not as jarring as some other games that we've seen. So I think that's just something to keep note of when you see people talking about these games out there of like, oh, the frame rate, well, you know, it wasn't good. It's like, well, there's more to it than just the number.
Yeah, for me, it's all about like the entirety of the package. Like, how are you packaging this experience together? But between all the different checkboxes that you have, frame rate is definitely one of the checkboxes, but you want not worse detail than you've seen in the game before. You want to be really, you want to examine those bigger open world kind of areas to make sure that it looks good. You want to look at the performance. You don't want like a choppy performance. So it's kind of the entirety of the package that I think I mostly look at when I'm like in my mind, like reviewing and thinking about whether or not this game is running well on a Switch 2. And I would say both from our hands-on experience of Cyberpunk and Final Fantasy VII Remake, like, it checks those boxes for me.
Yeah. Another game that I think people were surprised to put in the good category is WWE 2K25.
Oh, okay. I haven't played that one yet.
Those games, I don't play that series, but we know a lot of people who are into wrestling and
yes,
play these games.
That's true.
The wrestling to games crossover
is very tight.
Is this remarkable thing.
Yeah, it's really
And they were saying,
amazing.
Gosh, on the Switch, like, these games were garbage, like, unplayable. Mm. And they were like, wow, the Switch 2 version's really good.
There
and actually, that new subsidiary that Nintendo has, Shiver Entertainment, actually worked a bit.
Well, then maybe that's
on that
why.
Version. So that's a really positive indicator that, you know, one of these kind of, you know, annualized
sports games
can really come out of the gate and be a big step up. So that's a positive.
Yeah.
In terms of the not so good,
we saw
Elden Ring last week, and again, we were not allowed to take footage, so people are kind of like, there's a couple clips that are out there. We chose not to include those in this video.
Yeah.
It's going to be at PAX this week, and I think, I hope more people can see it and more people can understand.
You can see it for yourself.
Why we came out on the big thumbs down side of that.
This is truly one of my biggest disappointments.
And again, if you don't agree with us, let's go to the experts at Digital Foundry, and they said, my impressions are indeed, from what I saw, that it's basically unacceptable. I would not ship a product like this right now.
Ouch.
This runs like a poor performing PS3 game. That's harsh.
Ouch.
But, you know, that was kind of our first reaction. And then, like, there were, like, everybody who was in this little room, we were all just, like,
looking around at each other,
heck,
like,
the
what
heck is
going
this?
On?
Yeah, this is it?
Yeah, they had the game both in handheld mode and TV mode. We, again, saw both. And this is a game that I have clocked over 500
right.
hours.
You're an expert.
I love this game. I played it on a PS5, which I know, at the PS5 level.
You also played a lot of it on the PlayStation Portal, streamed.
Yes. I played pretty much 100% of the DLC, Shadow of the Erdtree, on the Portal.
Yes.
And I had no issues, and I loved.
Right.
I mean, I know people even talk about, like, oh, you should really play it on PC.
Right.
That's where the good performance really is.
Oh,
but
sure. And again, we never expect a Switch 2 to be a PS5.
Yeah.
But this is where, like, the frame rate choppiness, and the game just felt
sluggish.
Slow. Like, your character was trapped in mud.
Yes.
And this is concerning because this game's a couple years old. And also, FromSoft is working on this big new Switch 2 exclusive, the Dust Bloods, which is, I think that's a next year game. So
it
it's
is.
Like, if they struggled to get this older game up and running, like, what does that mean for that game, which is supposed to be this crown jewel of,
like,
you know,
third-party support.
An actual exclusive. Those are rare to come by
these
days.
Getting a FromSoft exclusive on your new platform is a pretty big get for Nintendo.
Last time we talked about this game, when we were in Germany, I mentioned, gosh, I wish I knew more about the Steam Deck version of Elden Ring. So I went ahead and looked that up, because oftentimes there might be some parallels with that. So, for example, Final Fantasy had a really strong version on the Steam Deck that impressed a lot of people. The Switch 2 version is very impressive. Interesting, in this case, the Steam Deck version of Elden Ring is actually very good.
Oh.
And obviously on a
That's
Steam
so
Deck,
interesting.
You can kind of tweak the graphic settings more than you can on a Switch 2. But they were saying, gosh, I was getting 45 frames per second very consistently.
Yeah.
I was getting an 800p resolution.
That's
so
really good.
That ain't what it was on the Switch 2. Let's tell you that much.
Not even close. And it's very disappointing, because this game, the reason why this game is so amazing is because you have these sweeping open world sections that you can explore. And you actually, like, for someone like me who doesn't really care usually about frame rates and things like that, you kind of need the frames,
right?
Honestly, for this game, because it's brutally accurate combat system.
It's true.
So you actually need the technicalities to work so you can play the game.
Yeah.
So that part of it being, like, simply not up to par at all on the Switch version makes the game truly unplayable. Not in, like, a, oh, I can't look at this, it just looks bad. Like, you cannot play it.
Right.
The gameplay mechanics will not allow you to do it.
We didn't get a chance to see it at Gamescom, but Borderlands 4 on the Switch 2 is there. People were also saying, like, oh, that's
the graphics are looking pretty
fuzzy. It's a little rough.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't see it, so, you know, we'll withhold giving our judgment. That's just the word on the street. was that that version was not entirely up to snuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the bad side of things. And then you hear these curious stories also popping up about third-party developers.
Yeah.
Of just
and
kind
of their struggles.
Some of the challenges and struggles they have. So we met with Suda51 to see his new game, Romeo's a Dead Man. Looks awesome.
It does look
seems
really
like a game that should run on a Switch 2.
And Suda has put other games like
we asked him. This was him telling us. So firsthand, he said, you know, I'd love to bring this to a Switch 2, but we're using Unreal Engine 5 and there's some issues with that engine on the Switch 2. And it's kind of going to come down to, can we work it out or not? Maybe there's some extra work that Epic is going to need to do for the compatibility. There's a lot of games that have issues with Unreal Engine 5 beyond a Switch 2. Like, that's just kind of the state of it right now.
Yeah.
But as former Nintendo employees, how many years did you hear about, well, this Unreal Engine, it's a little bit tricky on our hardware for these developers, or it doesn't completely run right.
I mean, it's existed for like 10 plus years.
That has been such an ongoing issue that the Unreal Engine on Nintendo hardware, it just continues to be an issue.
It's like you would have think that they would have fixed it by now because of the vast majority of games.
Right.
And if they want these like third-party games to be a strong, you know, part of the hardware generation, they need to make it accessible for people. And it's a concerning thing when they don't prioritize this kind of stuff and sort of just leave it up to the fates
when you're
or
like,
whatever.
Well, wait, it just doesn't add up at some point. It's like, wait, this was the fastest selling piece of game hardware. This is the most popular game hardware in the world right now. And one of the biggest game engines
in its current iteration
doesn't entirely work on that?
Make it
make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like,
obviously the technical details or whatever, but if you just said that to somebody, it's like, well, it seems like they should get it to work.
Seems like they should put a lot of resources on that.
Yes, they better get that fixed.
To either get
like
it fixed
or
be tapping someone on the shoulder at Epic or whatever to try to get it fixed.
Exactly.
Is effort being made? We don't know what's going on inside, but
I don't know.
It's been.
Is it a priority? Yeah.
That's the question. Is it a priority after this many years, you know?
Right. So these are just some examples of, again, the good, bad, the weird. You got to ask the question of, like, why are things like this? Why is it the case where, like, you really don't know what you're getting when you look at any of these games? Like, oh, that could be amazing. Or that could be, I might be sitting this one out.
Yeah.
Why is it like this?
I just think that, you know, it's just very difficult for people, for developers especially, because Nintendo has such a specific way of doing hardware. Like, this is why first-party Nintendo games are different, because they understand the hardware to just a completely different degree than a third-party developer. And they're able to, like, you know, get so much more out of it just based on the familiarity with the hardware, where a third-party developer just does not have that background. You would think that Nintendo would be, like, trying to help them, though, especially these really big studios like a FromSoft or, like, you know, a game of that caliber. You would think Nintendo would be like, let me hold your hand through this because we want you to be successful on this platform so you can continue to make stuff for this platform, but clearly that's not happening.
Yeah, and they have people within the company that are like that. Like, we are the experts in this platform. Like, we will answer your questions. Like, gosh, we could go be on site with you.
Yeah, let me sit in your studio.
Sit with your team for how long it takes and get this stuff done.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that's just not happening. I am choosing to not ring the alarm bell over this right now. I think this is still kind of early days issues that can be resolved. Again, some of these games may be what they are. You know, the ship may have sailed on this poor version of Elden Ring. Sat as painful as it is
to say. Right.
We know dev kits went out pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know, like, to what extent have these developers mastered the hardware.
Exactly.
Probably not. They don't know the ins and outs of it.
Exactly.
So I'm still optimistic that in a year's time, later in the generation, these types of games are going to be in much better shape. That is what I am choosing to believe right now.
Yeah, I think that's fair because, you know, you can only get more familiar with it once you've spent more time with it. It's just that, like, for us, the people that are going to be looking for these games and things like that, you might just be waiting a long time for a Switch 2 to get an on-par game. And at that point, you know, for people like us that own all of the other platforms, I'm going to probably play a game. I'm going to choose to play a game somewhere else because I own that platform already. Like, why would I not play this on a PS5 where I know it's going to work. You know, like, for example, like, any upcoming game, like a Borderlands. Like, I haven't played
that
game yet.
Or it could be, I played this game 2 years ago because the Switch 2 didn't even exist then.
Well, that's different. But for an upcoming
game... But that's another issue.
Well, that's another issue, yes. Yeah. But for an upcoming game and you have the option of choosing your platform, and you own all those other platforms, you would probably just go to the other platform.
Right.
So what kind of habits is that building for the future? In 2 years' time, are you going to be like, oh, yeah, I could probably play this game on a Switch 2, and are you going to do that?
I really was a little bit thrown by the kind of the Steam Deck stuff with Elden Ring, because that was something that I kind of was thinking was, okay, if these developers have experience working on a handheld piece of hardware and they've done a good version of that, it seems like you should be able to produce a really solid Switch 2 version. And I think that's what happened with Final Fantasy. They got that experience, they were able to shrink it down, they were able to customize it to the platform, and they had a great version. And that seems to have been, they seem to take a left turn on this Elden Ring version. So,
it's
again, there's rumored games, often rumored, Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but they have a great version of that game on the Steam Deck.
Right.
But now it's like, well, I actually don't know
how it's going to perform.
If or when, because before I was like, oh, that's a version of the game I might want to check out if it's like that Steam Deck version. But now it's like, I'm really going to have to wait and examine this.
Yeah.
I already own that game. If I'm going to double dip.
Yeah.
I really need to take a close look at that.
Exactly. And these games are not cheap. So you're not gonna be dropping, you know, that much amount of money.
They ain't on a discount just because they're older. No.
Exactly. So you just wouldn't, you know, make that purchase because you're now very unsure about the performance of these.
Like
it's so uneven that you don't actually know until you have done the research yourself what is good and what isn't.
Right. Most of these games are games that have been out for some amount of time. But there are some other ones that are closer, like Madden. Gosh, I'll give EA credit for that. Like, they got that version out day and date with all the other versions.
Mm-hmm. Is it any good?
Borderlands. Well, that one's been interesting. I didn't get that one yet just because I'm kind of like out on modern Madden. But it seems like it started a little bit rough, but they've been patching it and it seems to be getting better. So I actually didn't want to put it in any of those categories because it seems like it's kind of a work in progress.
Okay.
Borderlands
is a little bit later. It's
a little bit later, but it's relatively close. But for these games that are coming on so many platforms, the question is, what is the... In the pecking order of your priorities, where is the Switch 2
version? That's exactly what I'm
saying. Like, is your primo team working on it? Did you kind of, like, give it off to some side team? Remember on the Switch 1, that very meme-worthy version of the last Mortal Kombat game?
Yeah, with the stupid faces?
Right, and it seemed like that team had no visibility. They were shocked when that came out. I was like, wait, it's this bad? Like,
yeah, they had to make all those statements that were like, oh, I didn't even know.
Right,
like,
which is
how was that possible?
A really bad look.
You are like the president of this company. You didn't like look at this thing before it
ironically, that game with Switch 2 backwards compatibility is like way better now.
There you go.
It's kind of good now.
There's some hope.
Right.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
It's like, is Randy Pitchford like grinding over the tape of the latest like playable on the Switch 2? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
These teams have a lot on their plate. They have a lot of platforms to deal with.
Switch 2 might not be their priority.
Somebody will get it done. It's fine.
Yeah, as long as we get it on that platform. As long as a version exists on that platform.
Lead platform. And it's not going to be the lead platform for any of these big games that are multi-platform.
Sadly. And then you as the player will then, you know, make that choice of where you're spending your money. And it's probably not going to be on a Switch 2 version.
Right.
Yeah.
So this issue with the dev kits, you know, there was more scuttlebutt out of Gamescom. Digital Foundry was hitting the pavement.
Yeah.
They were talking to more developers who said, yeah, we can't get it. They were saying, hey, if you've got a game that can run on a Switch, just ship it on Switch 1. Don't worry about
getting
this.
They're almost like discouraging people from even making a game for Switch 2 because these dev kits are so difficult to come by. So that's a weird message, I think, to be sending to... you know, developers for you, Nintendo, kicking off your next generation to almost discourage people from making games on the new hardware is rough. It's tough.
I could kind of understand it because, you know, it's just one eShop. There's not a ton of differentiation of like, oh, yes, this is a Switch 1 game, this is a Switch. It's all just a bunch of games.
It's true.
The thing that irks me is it doesn't seem like these teams that have dev kits know how to like optimize the games to run best on a Switch 2.
Yeah.
So the example that I've been talking about for a month, this Ninja Gaiden game that is a big step down on the original Switch. And, yeah. and everybody's like, hey, a lot of us are playing it on a Switch 2. Like, can we get a patch?
Yeah, give us the Switch 2 enhanced
version. To optimize it. And it just doesn't seem like developers really know
how to do that.
How to do that, to build a game. So, like, I would actually be okay with this if it's like, it's a game that can run on a Switch 1. Sure, just, you know, help you get it out there a little bit quicker. But that additional power that can be unlocked, nobody really seems to have that figured out.
And is Nintendo helping them figure it out? They should be.
Probably not.
They should be. You know, that's their responsibility to a degree. And I mean, they can't do it for everybody, obviously, but they should be working on something to help these developers along, because simply they don't have access. The same access that Nintendo does. And so if you want the strong ecosystem on the new platform that you're going to want to keep going for 8 years, you're going to need some third-party games that work and that people want to play. And for me, I keep going back to the ideas. Like, I spent $500 on this piece of hardware. I want to play games made for this piece of hardware.
Sure.
I don't think that's an unreasonable ask. I'm happy to keep playing the Switch 1 games, but then why did I buy this thing? It's just, it doesn't feel exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So
it's not exciting in the same way.
But I understand that, you know, that's very difficult in the early days of this, but it just doesn't feel, it just feels like a miss to
me.
It's like you want people to build the excitement, like, oh, I can't wait to play that next Switch 2 game.
Right, right.
Oh my gosh, this next Switch 2 game
from
whatever third party looks amazing.
Fair.
I want to recommend, I was so disappointed because I had so many friends that only own a Nintendo platform that got Switch 2. I'm like, finally, you can play one of my favorite games of all time. You can finally play Elden Ring. I can't wait for you to play Elden Ring for the first time. And I had to call all of them.
No.
After I came back from Germany, like, you don't buy this game.
You can't attach your name to that.
Yeah, no. Don't spend your money on this. I literally had to phone tree all these people.
Right.
Be like, do not buy this game. Oh my God, don't you dare buy it. It's terrible. You won't like it.
Yeah.
So it's just a big disappointment.
Now, I just said that I'm choosing to be optimistic. What are you choosing? Violence today, as you often
chaos!
Do.
Like,
what are you choosing?
I'm choosing to be neutral. the thing with this whole conversation is, yes, it's a bummer because I would love to play every game on my Switch 2 because I want to have that same, you know, relationship with my Switch 2 that I had with my Switch 1, where I took the thing with me everywhere.
Right.
The majority of my library was on a Switch, you know, a Nintendo platform. It's easy to take on the go. I love, as you know, playing mostly in handheld. So I want to do that. But the fact of the matter is, I am an owner of all of these other platforms. So for me, I'm just going to play less games on a Switch 2.
You're playing Death Stranding 2 right now.
Exactly.
Less than 3 months after this new fancy system came out.
Exactly, exactly. So in terms of, like, me personally, I'm still going to get to experience all of these great games that come out. And I'm going to pick and choose the best platform for me to experience this game on. And it probably, you know, for some of these options, won't be a Switch 2.
Yeah.
But I have that option. I'm very lucky to have that option. But a lot of people do not have that option.
Correct.
And so for them, I feel a little concerned and a little disappointed, you know, because I would like them to have that option.
Right.
But I think you're right. I think we need time, but that's a bummer.
Yes.
Like, if you have to wait 2 years.
We waited a long time already.
Long time already. But if we have to wait 2 more years for all of this, just kind of the dust to settle.
Like, get halfway into a generation before the games are of, you know, a consistent quality.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that is always has always been sort of a letdown for me is, like, when you see a game that's been out for a year and then it finally comes to a Switch 2. Like, we were at Gamescom and we saw the awesome announcement that Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is coming to Switch 2, and then it was like 2026.
Next year.
It's like, this game's been out for a year. It's almost been out for a year.
Dev kit. Clear dev kit situation there.
Mm. So from that, you know, from that perspective, yes, I don't want to be like, this is going to be the most horrible thing ever, because I don't think it's going to be, but it's like, you got to wait it out, and to have to wait when you want to be excited about your new hardware and you want to play games on it, it's like, that kind of stinks a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in the meantime, I think we are going to be very cognizant of what people are saying, what reviews are saying, what people that have had hands-on
I'm going to be paying attention to these the PAX impressions.
I'm going to be paying very close attention to all of this. I used to really not, honestly. I used to just be like, great, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to be paying very close attention because I'm not dropping like $60 to $70 to $80 on a game that does not perform on this hardware.
Right.
Like that's just, it's too expensive to even take a chance at this point.
Right.
So you just got to pay attention to what people are saying. And then, of course, make your own decision.
If there's nothing that we're talking about here that's like, oh my God, what were they even thinking trying to get this to run on a Switch 2?
Yeah.
Seems like it should all
I mean, these
be
games
possible.
Are not even like that new. So yeah. I don't understand.
A lot of these games were on a PS4. Again, a lot of these games were fine on a Steam Deck.
Deck verified. So it's like, but now I'm definitely less like, gung-ho about like, yes, I'm going to play every third-party game on a Switch 2. I'm going to be like, let me check to make sure the version actually is good. Like, Borderlands was a game literally that I was thinking, I'm going to play this on a Switch 2. Mm. But now I'm totally not playing this on a Switch 2. I'm playing on PS5. Because, yeah, I'm going to pay attention because I don't want to waste my money and not have a good experience, you know? Anyhow, that is what we came away with after getting a lot of hands-on with some of these games that are in the conversation right now, the good and the bad. What do you guys think? I'm sure you've all seen some of the discussion around these games. If you're going to PAX, try to get hands-on of these games and tell us.
Find them.
Yeah, find them and play them. And tell us what you think, because maybe everybody has a bit of a different opinion, although a lot of these opinions that we've had are from like a lot of sources. So I don't know.
We weren't the only ones. I don't think it's just us, you know?
Anyhow, we are going to wrap this video up and we'll see you later. Bye. Bye.